Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. A big thank you to you, Mel. Thanks for waking up early and joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Having your coffee.
Glad to be here, boys. I still have a little coffee left.
All right.
Great show, Seth. Thank you for the time.
I had plenty of coffee. Now I'm going to go turn circles in a chair.
That sounds good. We'll have Terry John sitting in with us tomorrow on the morning show. You guys stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here at WFHR locally. Well, you know what? Steph does this better. You go ahead, Steph.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A whopper of a winter storm has triggered widespread power outages and major travel disruptions across the country.
Nearly a half million DTE customers have no power in Metro Detroit.
Oh, man, it's been a long night. Yeah.
DTE Energy says it's the worst ice storm in nearly 50 years. This woman, her six kids, fiancé, and dog survived a house fire when an ice-covered power line crashed on her house.
You know, we got babies out here. It's too cold. This fire was blazing for hours.
Hundreds of workers from four states are helping to restore power. Charlie Langton for CBS News, Detroit.
More than 2,000 flights have been canceled or delayed in the U.S. today, and there's a blizzard warning in effect for parts of Southern California. A dozen new charges have just been unsealed against a fallen crypto king at federal court in New York. Sam Bankman-Fried had already been charged with fraud, money laundering, and other offenses. The new superseding indictment accuses him of exploiting the trust of FTX customers and using billions of dollars in stolen deposits for his own purposes. It's taken 3 weeks, but Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is finally at the site of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
If we get closer down here, we get around the side of this tank car. Essentially,
Buttigieg, who lives just miles away, has acknowledged he should have gone sooner. Locals have doubted government assurances their air is safe to breathe and their water okay to drink. The number of mass killings tied to extremism in the U.S. has jumped. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The number of U.S. mass killings linked to extremism was at least three times higher in the last decade than the total from any other 10-year period since the 1970s. That's according to a report from the Anti-Defamation League. An estimated 164 people died in ideological extremist-related mass killings between 2010 and 2020.
The economy grew at a slightly slower than expected pace last quarter. It rose at an annual rate of 2.7%. What does it mean for rate hikes? Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It is likely that recent strength of data will encourage the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates at its next meeting in March.
Look out, Whoville!
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Random House says it's coming out with a sequel to the classic children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How the Grinch Lost Christmas will pick up 1 year after the original, and like the 1957 book, the publisher says it'll teach a valuable lesson about the true spirit of the holiday. Release date set for September 5th. The Dow's up 204. This is CBS News.
Business owners, General Steel can help save you thousands by owning your own custom-designed buildings. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit generalsteel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until noon today. High of 25 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for snow. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries again tonight, 3 below. Cloudy tomorrow, 18. 1 to 2 inches of snow today with another inch tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 23rd, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock. Have your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic. In 10:30 today, we're going to welcome in Anna James, Natural Resources Educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Right now, some of our favorite people, the gang from Family Natural Foods is here. Stephen and Katrina Hintner, good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, geez. Oh, geez.
Good morning, everyone.
There we go. Take two. Take two. I hope you guys are doing good. Thank you so much for being in today. I really appreciate you guys making the trip in. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was, I mean, if I could get from my house to the store, we could make the whole like three minutes away kind of drive. Yeah,
right up. Things going good at the shop? Everybody doing well?
Once we dug the sidewalks out.
Yeah,
Thank you, Stephen, and your muscles. Thank you.
Yeah, I told the guy a couple, like yesterday, I think it was, that I was like, I've gotten out of shape, like out of shoveling shape.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because we haven't done much in the last month or so.
Yeah.
And I'm making up for it in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. And I've been saying to everybody, like, start stretching your backs for the last couple days. Yeah. Stretch those backs because we're going to be doing a lot of shoveling.
Try to shovel with your legs as best you can. And I cannot recommend those bent shovels enough. Oh my gosh, it's a game changer. Yes. I don't know what I was doing for years using those straight ones. That bent one, like my lower back thanks whoever created those. The big shout out to them.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's happening over at the store?
Yeah, so we want to first, before we dive into sales, because we definitely want to talk about a few sales that are happening until the end of the month. Oh, yeah. But first, we want to give you a little birthday gift.
Oh, God.
Do you need to cue the music that they did for you special the other day?
No, we don't. No.
We only heard it once. Are you sure we can't, like, play that?
You're a brat. No. No, we don't.
One more time?
I don't have it, actually.
Oh, fine. Okay.
That is so sweet.
So there's a little gift in there. You can open it if you want.
Okay,
it's cold. You'll want to keep it cold. The other day when I was here on air with you, you said you've always wanted to try bison.
Oh, you guys.
So we got you some bison because we have lots of really fun, kind of wild game and grass-fed meats. This one is in the Appleton area. It's a grass-fed, bison really eat mostly grass-fed. Mm. And so it's a farm in the Appleton area. We've been really happy with it. I think you're going to like it. And now I want to know, next time we're on, what do you think of it compared to regular, you know, beef? So try it, see what you think.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That is a really sweet, thoughtful gift. That is really nice. And I cannot wait to try that.
Yes.
I do think it's a nice note what you mentioned there, because honestly, I didn't know that bison eat grass. That now that I'm thinking about it, I think maybe I knew that in the back of my mind, but I didn't think of it. And this is very this is so interesting. Last night, my dad makes burgers, and he's never done this before. They were raised. I can't think of the terminology.
Grass raised,
or something like that.
Free range, grass-fed, grain-raised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beef.
He loved it. He loved the meat. Loved it. He liked the taste a little bit more. He thought it was a little more to it and everything. Like, he tasted the meat more, like the flavor more and everything. And more and more people care about this and want fed more food like that. It's interesting. Bison automatically does that.
Well, some people even have allergies to the grains. Mm. Let's say there's corn in that grain. Mm-hmm. The grains that they're, this is wild. So the grains that the animals are eating, and then people eat the meat of the animal. Some people that have really sensitive to certain allergies can still have an allergy to that meat because of what the animal eats. Wow. So it's like, you are what that animal eats, truly. Mm-hmm. Like, really?
Yeah.
And so that's why a lot of ours are grass-fed, and it makes a difference. There's a richer flavor. Yeah. There's more health benefits to it, less like fat, and like your dad was saying, like you can really taste that meat a little bit more. So I'm curious to see what you think of this.
Oh, we're going to have fun with that. That's good. I cannot wait to make that. You're lucky I'm not leaving right now to do it.
Well, if you need to keep it cold, you can just put it outside on the like the, yeah. you know, on your car. It'll just stay cold.
We do have that going for us right now. Yeah. Thank you, Mother Nature, for that, giving us a refrigerator outside.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, go ahead.
So regarding sales, because yes. right, we're at the tail end of February, everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going fast. We have sales until the end of it. So I think that's Tuesday is the last day of February. Remember, it's a little shorter, everyone, just a reminder. But we wanted
not
to
short
mention...
enough. sorry.
Come on, it's your birth month, man. there's a few that are some of our favorites that we wanted to mention. And a lot of them are Terry specific sales. Mm-hmm. So Terry has Soup Control D, which is great for blood sugar balancing. It's a really, we've had so many people.
Oh, yeah, big difference.
Big differences in it. And that's a really good one. It's on sale for till the end of the month. Healthy Feet and Nerve, great mm-hmm. for so many different nerve issues, whether it's nerve damage from chemotherapy, it's diabetic neuropathy.
Yeah, tingling hands and feet. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even like we've had younger people, like a nurse who was on her feet all day, you know, on hard concrete, mm-hmm. and she said that she just had like, I think it was like back pain and some like numbness. Mm. And she was like about, I don't know, she's probably in her 30s. I'm not sure, but... she was like, oh, this made all the difference. Mm-hmm. And she was able to, you know, work full shifts and stuff like that. It's a good one. We saw a lot of Healthy Feet and Nerves.
Yeah, it's rich in vitamin B and alpha-lipoic acid, which is just really like nutrient dense for our nerves. I guess it's really focused on that. So that one's on sale. Another crowd favorite is AnxioCalm. Mm. So it's really good for anxiety, stress, which we'll talk a little bit more about, kind of not really stress, but like depression in a little bit. But AnxioCalm, and just in general, we've had so many people mm-hmm. coming in through the winter, right? The winter mm-hmm. blues mm-hmm. and anxiety and so on. This product is so amazing. Mm. Kids can take it 4 years and up. And oh, we wow. have had, yeah, like, you know, 80-year-olds taking it to 4-year-olds that are maybe performing. We had somebody that was performing in a musical, doing something musically, and they had to perform in front of people.
A violin player. And yep. very good. I think mm-hmm. they're like, you know, first, mm-hmm. second chair mm-hmm. kind of violin stuff. And her mom, you know, was like, oh, she's really great at the violin, but she's too afraid to go on the stage mm-hmm. and play, which is kind of a shame.
Yeah.
And she started taking AnxioCalm. Again, no side effects, very gentle,
safe.
Good
mm-hmm.
for kids. I think she was a high schooler, but she, you know, she got out on the stage and she performed with her colleagues, you know, at the big performance at school. And her mom was like, she wouldn't have done that otherwise.
We're talking more and more about mental health. And as yeah. we do, we're understanding it better and we're understanding how to handle it better. But I think we're still a little slow to not attacking it, but approaching it when it comes to young people. Mm-hmm. From teenagers up, we seem okay.
Yep.
But under that, we don't seem to like put much focus on it or anything. And we certainly, I think, like a lot of parents, I was always worried about giving my kids over the counter prescriptions or any of these things can mm-hmm. stuff. Like I've always, let alone something that's for their mental health. Yep. I you know, as a young parent, it scared me, the idea of that. It's so darn cool to hear of something like this that is being able to be used for kids. It's not a heavy thing. It's not nothing too major. Mm-hmm. There's no side effects.
Yeah.
And if it helps your kid, it can be a game changer.
Yeah.
That's a new world right mm-hmm. there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good. It has a money back guarantee too, yeah. which any of these Terry products we've mentioned, you know, Healthy Feet and Nerves, whatever. It's like, try it out, you know. Take it as the bottle describes, because it's usually based on clinical studies. So you want to take whatever is recommended, at least, you know, once you get to the full dose. And it'll work. We don't get many returns. Usually the people that return it, they're like, oh, I forgot to take it, or I took one a day or something. It's supposed to take two. You know, it's like, it just, these work. But they have a money-back guarantee, and they're on sale. So, you know, try it out if it's something you're concerned about.
It's a great thing to bring up, Stephen, because it's one of the things that I've heard, one of the first things I remember hearing about Terry Naturally products, that people, mm-hmm. one of the reasons, like, they're looking at these two products, and this one, they both seem pretty same, but Terry offers money back guarantee, and that still means a lot to people. Like,
yeah.
Well, if you're willing to put your name on it like that, well, yeah. I have a little more incentive. I think, okay, well, this is probably a little more safe. safer. I feel a little more trustworthy of this. And if it doesn't work, you get your money back.
Bring it back to us. It's real easy.
That really means that you talk about putting your money where your mouth is and really believing in your product. That's noteworthy.
Yeah, Terry definitely does that. And the last Terry one, which we have a few more,
but this is a top seller too that we want to highlight
is CuraMed. So it's for inflammation, cellular inflammation all over our body, whether it's, you know, headaches to joint pain, but it's really, really designed more for like the inflammations that we maybe don't even know about or attacking it, like a lot of diseases. Itis at the end of it is an inflammation, but a lot of diseases are inflammation based, and then they turn more into this issue. So like
This is Terry's like turmeric product. So if you hear of like curcumin, that's the extract from turmeric. The curcumin is the color that makes turmeric so yellow or gold or whatever. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people know about turmeric or curcumin by now, but Terry's curcumin, he was really one of the first ones to bring this out in a big way.
Yes.
I mean, it's been in our spice cabinet. I know it's my grandma's cabinet. It's probably stale, but I remember seeing that when I was a kid, and it was like, oh yeah, what's this weird colored, you know, spice in there? So we've all like growing up seen it in our spice cabinets. And I always tell people some of the safest things you can take, you know, food or otherwise, are these culinary spices. Mm-hmm. It's used by like the spoonful in India every day. People eat tons of it. And that's where a lot of the original research came from. They said, oh, we're looking at, you know, why is there less dementia in India? Why is there less cancer rates in India? Why is there, you know, and then those researchers kind of, you know, started to look through the diet, and they started to do specific research studies, and turmeric and curcumin is probably the most research ingredient out there, mm-hmm. like more than a lot of pharmaceutical drugs, mm-hmm. substantially more than many of them. But Terry's is the most, I think it's the most researched one. So it's not just, he's not just saying, oh yeah, this is a good product. Like his exact extract's been in research trials. And again, you know, money back guarantee. I think it's something everybody can benefit from. I take at least, you know, his lower dose. Mm-hmm. And recently I've been taking a little bit more after all my shoveling. But yeah, great product, and always a good seller. It's on sale this month for another week, I guess. So.
Yeah. It's a good one to get in.
Speaking of sales, I do want to remind the audience that if you follow Family Natural Foods on Facebook and Instagram, you guys put up signs of your sales for everybody to see and stuff. So that's another great way to keep up on this stuff.
Yeah, thanks. That's a good reminder. Yep, absolutely. Okay, so it's heart health. Even though it's towards the end of heart health, we wanted to make sure that we put a little spin in there and talk a little bit more about, you know, our hearts, loving our hearts, and the things for it, right? So
February is National Heart Health Month.
Yes, exactly. So we want to just talk about a few products. Do you want to mention omega-3s?
Yeah. So we've got some omega-3 products. We always have, you know, a couple of them on sale. Mm-hmm. I think right now we have an omega-3 with CoQ10 combined, which we're going to talk about in a little bit here too. But omega-3s are good for the whole body. They're good for the brain. So, you know, like people with, you know, depression or, you know,
dementia, Alzheimer's,
you know, any kind of memory issues, you know, whatever, it's going to be good for that. It's good for your hair, skin, and nails. It's kind of a beauty product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who couldn't enjoy that? And then, like, it's also really great for your heart. And there's some of these products we're going to talk about that we're giving away, like a omega-3 supplement with it. So, like, we're going to talk maybe in a minute about Amla, which is in Celeste caps from Terry Naturally. And that product, we're pairing it up with Terry's Vectomega, which is his omega-3 supplement. So you can actually get that free. It's probably, I don't know, $40 product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you buy the Celeste caps, you get this other product free. It's kind of a fun pairing.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to do that with a few things with his blood pressure formula too, as kind of a heart health month thing. So if you buy that, you get the other complimentary product for free.
It's a really cool thing to do. It also speaks to the mission of you guys and keeping your community healthier, not just about dollars and cents. I admire that.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, when we think of our heart, it's like a lot of times we just think of one product, but it's like there's other things and like all the benefits of omega-3 we all could take. Mm. And I don't know about you two, but I'm not eating enough fish. So that's one there. So like Stephen was mentioning, omega-3s, a lot of times some omega-3s we have CoQ10, and we've talked about CoQ10, right? It's mm-hmm. fantastic for heart health. If somebody says they're having heart issues, it, you know, of course we dive into that a little bit more. What does that look like?
But one of my favorite examples on CoQ10 is our uncle. Uncle Gary, mm-hmm. he had a virus that attacked his heart. Mm. And he had to retire early from work, and he was, you know, his heart worked at about 30% efficiency to, you know, like the rest of us in this room here. Mm. And so he started taking CoQ10, and he noticed if he didn't take it, he had a hard time just getting off the couch, you know, like doing anything. His day was just done if he didn't take it. But if he took CoQ10, he noticed that his heart worked better. It works on that kind of mitochondria, the power plant.
Yeah, it's
of the
like
cell.
The energy of the cell. It really helps the energy of the cell.
And it was, you know, I like that example because it was an example of somebody who had a really, you know, a deficient heart, you know, one that was working at a very low efficiency. But, you know, for people who even are maybe on a cholesterol medicine or have blood pressure issues or just want to support their heart, maybe they have a family history of heart issues, this is something that is going to help you just like it helped my uncle, but you might not feel it as much as he does. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you don't, because, you know, you don't want to have his issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's been a big deal. And, you know, most cardiologists, they'll be recommending this nowadays too. When my uncle was taking it, they were kind of like, oh, I don't know what that is. It's probably safe. Try it out, you know. And then he's like, you know, a few years later, he goes back and they're like, oh, yeah, you should take CoQ10. He's like, I've been taking it for 10 years.
Right, yeah. And speaking of CoQ10, we have a sample that we're going to give you. Oh. It's a chewable. We're going to get your heart extra healthy today.
Sounds like a good idea.
If you want to try it. What's cool about Terry's sample or his chewables is they have, I'm forgetting the ingredient.
Camelcyclodextrin.
Thank
quite
you.
A word.
Yes. And it helps the absorption of it. So just taking it by the capsule, you'll absorb it. You'll get benefits from it. But this one's 800, yes, I said 800% higher absorption for this chewable. And it's a mild orange flavor. So it's a chewable. Again, good for your heart, good for the mitochondria of your cells. And we're just helping James out today by, you know, getting his share. And
yeah, you guys are really looking out for me. I appreciate it.
Right?
Yeah. That tasted really good, too.
Okay.
Medicine's not supposed to taste good. Like, I didn't. Yeah. That's what we thought as kids and everything. It's such a different world now where it almost surprises me when something doesn't taste like really good and everything that I'm taking or whatever. That was nice and simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I purposely took my time chewing it just to see if it would take longer doing that than rushing like I usually do when I eat something
right?
on the
good
air
job.
Or whatever.
Good job.
And it still didn't take that long. Like it's and boom, your heart is that much healthier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And look, Stephen and I can fill the airwaves. You don't have to worry. But you just keep chewing for a while. We'll just talk over
I'm very lucky. You guys love your job because you can take mine. You can take. Are there other things that you want to mention as far as heart health?
Yeah, let's just briefly. There's a handful of other heart health related things. So feel free to come in. One last one I just want to touch base is we have HB pressure, so high blood pressure it's good for. And the company is called Herbs Etc. What I love about Herbs Etc., they're a company out of New Mexico. I've actually toured the facility before, and it was a really fun tour.
Cool.
I'd like to do it again, actually. Maybe a little vacation
again.
Yeah,
there
again.
You go.
I have to. Work-related
right.
thing. Gotta go.
Exactly.
In 10 minutes.
But what I love about the company is it's fresh pressed herbs. Mm. That's not common. A lot of herbal supplements, it's a dried herb and then it goes into a capsule. This is fresh pressed. So that means it's going to be even more effective, more potent. Mm. It's an herbalist that has studied herbalism for many, many years. You talked to him on the airwaves.
Mm. Yeah, about the sleep formula.
And great guy.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And it's usually like a liquid herbal formula inside. So all of this is easy to absorb and a great product. And we've had great success with this product as well as many of his other products, too.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, and I think one of the interesting ingredients in here, second ingredient is European mistletoe. So, you know, it's good for your heart. You just maybe hold this bottle over your head with the one you love and, you know.
As an added bonus to
it. Heart-related, right? We didn't say how, but it's heart-related.
I have heard kissing's good for the heart, so
yeah,
I mean, it adds up.
That's double duty right there.
That's nice.
So, yeah, if you have more questions specifically on heart health or any of the sales, feel free to come in. It may be safe today if you do, but definitely come in before the end of the month if you want to get some of the sales that we have going on and learning about the other heart health. And then kind of the final topic to wrap up is we wanted to talk about fun fact about saffron, and specifically, right, we were talking about anxiety, we were talking about kind of the blues. This one's so good for positive mood and emotional health, which so many people are dealing with right now. You know, anxiety, but that depression that hits, especially now. But we have, people have depression all of the time. You know, it's not just, oh, the winter blues are happening. And so Stephen's going to give us extra fun facts about saffron. It's been fun watching him study up on all the great information he has.
So I just printed this out, and if somebody wants to come in and look at it, or we could probably make another copy for you. You're welcome to. But it was written up by an herbalist. This one's not written up by a company or anybody selling the product. But saffron is a fascinating thing. It's a culinary herb. So kind of like we were talking about turmeric earlier. I usually, you know, like I said, generally culinary herbs have been used in large extent, and they're very safe. So that's a nice place to start. It's used in Persian food in the Middle East. Iranian food is really well known for it. It adds a bright color and flavor. But it's also been researched really well for things like, well, there was a random clinical trial looking at the effect of saffron for treating major depression, found that the herb was as effective as fluoxetine, which I believe is Prozac, while also decreasing homocysteine levels. So, you know, like the fun thing about this herb, and I'm going to try to find a couple other excerpts here, was it helped with a lot of other things. So, like, it helped with treating mixed depressive anxiety disorders. So if a person has a little bit of anxiety and a little bit of depression, you know, according to this study, it would work well for them. In another study of mild to moderate depression, 96% of women taking saffron went into remission, compared to 43% taking the placebo. So that's a pretty high level. The other thing I thought was really interesting is it also helps, there's benefits for people suffering from Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
So another, you know, it's great for the brain health. It can help protect the eyes. And on the heart health thing, saffron had very significant decrease in total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, triglyceride, fasting blood sugar, and CRP, C-reactive protein numbers, and improved HDL cholesterol. So, you know, I don't know if this is an herb I would take just if I had cardiovascular issues, but if I was maybe working on, you know, something like depression, and I had cardiovascular issues, and I wanted to protect my eyes, well, there you go. You kind of got
side benefits there.
Yeah. So, you know, you can really, sometimes you can find these things that really, in the herbal world, because they have other benefits and wide-reaching benefits, you can find the right herb for you, you know. And I love talking to people about that. We'll kind of, like, get into, oh, I've got this issue or that issue. One lady came in recently with an issue with pleurisy. It's a...
Inflammation of like the bronchioles and esophagus.
Yeah.
And
she, you could tell just by like seeing how stiff she was that she was in, you know, some discomfort and pain and stuff. And it took me a while to kind of get to the bottom of it. I was like, oh, well, how about this thing? Because she had some other concern too. And I was like, how about if we match up this, which was good for both of those things? And it was in one bottle. I was like, okay, that's fun. So that's something that we do a lot at Family Natural Foods is just like, how do we make this easier? You don't have to buy five bottles to help two things. If we can find, you know, one particular, you know, herb like saffron in this case that can help multiple things, let's go with that.
Yeah, and something else on the saffron. So we have one called Saffron Lift, and this is a Terry product. It is on sale till the end of the month, so I wanted to make note of that. But it has curcumin in it, right? So again, curcumin's great for inflammation and tons of other side benefits. But when a person has depression, there's more inflammation in their brain. And I think that I've seen studies that there's more likeliness of Alzheimer's or like associated that with that.
Yeah.
So right now, a person could take this and it's going to help them for many more like longer benefits of it, right? For the depression right now, but also for future inflammation that's maybe in specifically in their brain. And it's a great product. on sale. Yeah. Definitely worth trying.
We've also had people, and I didn't find it in the study, but I didn't read the whole piece of paper here either, but we've also had people that had really good success with this for like ADD, ADHD, mm-hmm. Sort of attention. Which,
that's really interesting.
Which I, you know, and I, they said that it was kind of, they tried it because there was some research saying it. So like, I'm sure it's on this piece of paper somewhere, but that could be another, you know, again, another thing to kind of investigate, which that could be a hard, you know, that can be a hard thing to fully get to the bottom of.
Well, and there's so many kids that have that deal with that, and parents, like I was talking about before, about not wanting to give their kids maybe an over-the-counter prescription or something more of a healthy thing, and something that I actually would like to get in with you guys, another topic, maybe another show, one of those shows where we don't have as much to talk about. Maybe we
does
can
that happen?
Focus. No, it doesn't. No, but. I was going back and listening to some of our other interviews and talking about this and thinking about talking with people, like going back to the remote we did with you guys and talking to customers and everything. And more people seem to be going in a line of not wanting things to cover their pain, but to heal their pain. Mm-hmm. You know, we were all raised on aspirins and different things that just kind of cover stuff. They don't really heal anything. It seems now people are more inclined to heal pain than just cover it up. So I think that's a really that's an interesting thing, and it's something that you guys hit on all the time, maybe not directly, but you're talking about it in an organic way many times.
The root cause. We're definitely fans of getting to the root cause of the pain or the root cause of the anxiety or the root cause of something, so definitely that's something we like to talk about.
More conversations coming up with our friends from Family Natural Foods. That'll be the next show. We're looking forward to that. And our friends at Family Natural Foods, their doors are open right now at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call at 423-3120. And as I mentioned earlier, be sure to follow them on social media, Facebook, Instagram. You will not be disappointed. It's a great way to keep up with things over at the shop.
Yeah.
Thanks, you two. Appreciate the time. Thank you so much for the gift. That was really above and beyond. You
know, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. I actually appreciate Stephen more. I know.
I get it. I do too.
We'll take a quick commercial break, but again, encourage you to head on over to Family Natural Foods. And thanks again for being here, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up, more Morning Magazine for you here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh
my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until noon today. High of 25 this afternoon under overcast skies with a chance for snow. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of flurries again tonight, 3 below. Cloudy tomorrow, 18. 1 to 2 inches of snow today with another inch tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine Part 2 for this February 23rd, 2023, 10:33 on the clock. And you have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our friend, Anna James, Natural Resources Educator with UW Extension. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, James.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for being in studio. It's always fun to be able to do these things in-house. I appreciate the time. Thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
How have you been?
I have been well, enjoying the snow.
Yeah, right on. Good on you. Good on you. And there's plenty for you to enjoy. Yeah. So that's nice. That's nice.
Right.
We're going to dive into a great topic today, and one that I don't feel like we can ever spend enough time on. Producer-led watershed protection groups. Mm-hmm. I think we've talked about the water improvement and different factors, but I don't think we've really been able to spend a lot of time talking about the specific groups and the types of people that are really doing such trailblazing work in this field and doing such great awareness work on this and this topic. I know just in the short time that I've done Morning Magazine, the 4 or 5 years I've done it, I think that water education, water awareness has grown so much. Mm-hmm. And it's too thanks to people like this, people like you, Anna, our friend Rachel Whitehair, others that have done this and really paved the way for us to have these conversations more. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to begin?
I think we could just begin by giving a brief overview of the producer-led group as a whole. It is a statewide program, and I know we might be a little bit more focused here on the groups in central Wisconsin, which is phenomenal, but I think it's really wonderful to highlight the statewide program. So the program itself started in 2016, and the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection had started this program through a grant opportunity that provides producers funding to start a watershed protection group of their own. And to today, the program's now grown to over $1 million. That's what it's set at right now. And there's actually 43 groups throughout the state. So
it's a unique grant opportunity provided by the Department of Agriculture, right?
It is a very unique opportunity. You know, DATCAP really wants to bring awareness to the fact that producers are conservation leaders. So the program goal is to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality by supporting and advancing producer-led solutions that increase producer participation and in-field programs and on-farm education.
Part of the many prong attack of this too is by getting those groups, those individuals educated, but them also sharing their information because, as we know here in Wisconsin, no two soils are alike.
Right.
what they got in northern Wisconsin very different than what they have in southern Wisconsin, and the communication of that has really gotten stronger too. It seems like, at least.
Yeah, it has, and you know, I think that communication between groups throughout the state has really grown through the regional regional groups. In central Wisconsin, we have the northeast or the north central region of producer-led groups. So there's six in the state, and that allows all six of those groups to communicate with each other and then also with the other regional groups. And not only for the producers to communicate, but each group has a collaborator who is generally somebody from a land and water conservation department, and that opens the doors for communication between land and water departments, DNR, UW Extension, the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. I think this, like you said, this program has just been a wonderful opportunity for communication throughout the state.
It's interesting to see this happen more and more in different fields. It may be a reach here, but talking with Sheriff Becker about this and how it used to be when he was young, police departments wanted to have credit, wanted to make the big bust in these kind of things. And now they share information. And it's like, we just want to get the bad guys off the street. Like, whoever gets credit, that's fine. It feels very similar to this, where it's maybe never was an ego-driven thing, but a bit of a thing of where I just didn't know that they wanted this information. So, okay, here it is. Here's that info. And now here we're all more educated, we're all better off, and our ag industry is that much stronger because of it, which is very important and a nice kind of added bonus to this.
Yeah. And you know, it's not only the ag industry, but it's natural resources too that's so much stronger because of the collaboration between ag and between natural resources. Mm-hmm. It's when those two fields, if you call them, you know, merge and start collaborating, there's so many innovative ideas that come out on ways that we can utilize our natural resources to advance agriculture and ways that our natural resources can benefit the longevity of agriculture, just because some of the practices, you know, are not sustainable. And if we make some of the practices more like nature, mm-hmm. you know, that increases the sustainability and longevity of you know, the growing season or how long you can grow on a field. And so a lot of these groups are really taking the time to consider that and to consider, you know, what is going to be the long-term effect of the practices that I am using on the land that I have. You know, they want to be good stewards of the land. They want to pass the land down for generations because a lot of the time farming is generational, right? And so, yeah, they're just looking at ways that they can merge natural resources and ag.
One of the things that I notice when we talk about people eating healthier, mm-hmm. we encourage people to eat healthy, but then they go to the store and they see that, well, that the healthier food is more expensive than the cheaper food and everything. And so they end up having to because of no fault of their own or mm-hmm. what have you, because of budget reasons. Mm-hmm. Well, I have to do this because it's cheaper. And I think this was an issue with water for a while there, which is part of the reason why we want to focus and talk about these grant programs so mm-hmm. much and what these grants provide, how they support to two groups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of the groups actually here in central Wisconsin are your large-scale vegetable producers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're growing potatoes. A lot of them are growing potatoes, but there's carrots, there's cabbage, we have beans and peas, and so there's just so much variety in the crops that are grown in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And to see, you know, a lot of the community members might not know what crops are grown here in their backyards. So one of the groups that I work with, a main goal of theirs is to get people on farm and connected with their food because it is grown in the backyard on a large scale. You know, have you ever seen a 40-acre cabbage field? Right? but they're here.
That's so interesting. I think a lot of what we're talking about here, too, is really good for people like myself that don't mm-hmm. come from this world, that don't know much about this, and they're learning every day more and more about it. The more educated people like me can be about it, the more empathy, the more I'm paying attention to these issues and hopefully, you know, working towards helping these causes and these issues and something like this that affects everybody.
Right.
What about requirements as far as the grants go? What should people know about that?
Yeah, so there are some requirements for the grant. If producers are interested in becoming maybe a member of an existing producer-led watershed group, I would encourage them to reach out. They can go to the DACCAP website to see where groups are currently already, you know, involved and funded. But if there is a group who is interested in newly forming, the requirements are that you need at least 5 producers to be in the group to start. That doesn't say you can't have more, right? It just you need at least 5. You have to work with a collaborator. And like I had said mm-hmm. before, generally these collaborators are land and water conservation staff. They can be DNR, they can be a NGO, like a nonprofit, or sometimes UW Extension. Mm-hmm. And then the max award that a group can receive is $40,000. So it is a one-to-one match. So for every dollar that you are requesting, you do have to at least put some, you know, time donated as match or cash match back to it.
When did the program start?
The program started officially in 2016 with 14 groups. So as you can see today in 2023, we have 43 groups. And I think in the 2023 grant, there was actually 47 groups who applied. So some didn't receive funding. So, yeah.
Interesting to note that. That's interesting.
Yep.
We're speaking with Anna James, Natural Resources Educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. What I'd like to do is take a really quick commercial break. When we come back, maybe focus and talk a little bit about those 6 groups in our region and talk about that a little. With Anna, when we come back here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR Program Director James and Head of Production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until noon today. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance of snow. Highs around 25, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 3 below. Tonight, chance of flurries. 18 tomorrow, cloudy. 1 to 2 inches of snow today with another inch tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone. It is 10:44 on the clock, and we're speaking with Anna James, Natural Resources Educator with UW-Madison. And again, thanks for being here, Anna.
Thank you.
We were going talking about the six groups in our region. I thought it might be a good idea to kind of get into a little more detail about those groups. Would you mind doing that?
Yeah, no problem. I think we'll just probably start from top to bottom in the region.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, so the North Central region of producer-led groups, like I said, has six groups of producers. First being in the northern part of Marathon County and kind of comes down into Wood County, is a group known as EPIC. They're the Eau Plaine Partnership for Integrated Conservation. You know, this is a great group. They actually got started. They were one of the initial groups to get started. So they've been around for a while. And their focus is on integrating resilience into natural resources, the community and economy in the Big Eau Plaine watershed. So they have a really large area, but they're also working with some of the lakes groups up there and community groups.
Wow. That's really good group, a really good organization. If people want to know more about them, is there a contact that we can give them?
Yep, they could contact Dustin McHenry over at Marathon County, and his email is dustinmchenry@co.marathon.wi.us.
We've had join us on the air before some of our friends from the Farmers of Mill Creek. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about them next.
Yeah. Yeah. John Aaron with Farmers of Mill Creek. He's a pretty well known producer because he has some great innovation on his fields. And he is really an advocate for natural resources and water quality. Farmers of the Mill Creek, they're a group that's located in Wood County. And it does have some eastern parts in Portage County, but they're mainly focused in Wood County here. And their mission is to be stewards of environmental sustainability for our land and water and in our watershed. So they have a lot of educational events every year. They do a great kickoff event. And like I said, John Aaron and the other group members, they're doing some really phenomenal work.
Is there a contact for John?
Yeah, yep. They can reach John Aaron at aaronegg@hotmail.com. And any of these contacts can be found at the DATCAP website just by searching producer-led watershed groups and then clicking on the regional map.
Very cool. Oh, yeah. That's a really good way to do that. Oh, that's smart. That's good. Yep. How about the Central Wisconsin Farmers Collaborative?
Yeah, so the Central Wisconsin Farmers Collaborative is over in the Plover River watershed. They are a newer group. They're pretty unique. They have some vegetable growers, some dairy, but then your traditional corn silage rotations. So they're working with they're working with the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. There we go. And they're supporting landscape scale producer led land and water conservation practices in the Central Sands region. And they're promoting innovative stewardship practices that benefit the watershed and the landscape. So like I said, they're a new group, but they've got some great programs going. And I actually just collaborated with them on a panel discussion at a conference.
Very cool.
So yeah.
Doing some really, really good work and very interesting work, too. Yeah. Also, CWFC sounds like a classic rock band. It does sound like that. That has an added
bonus. I'll have to let them know.
That's awesome. That's great. Is there a contact for them?
Yeah, they can reach out to Tamas Houlihan, and he's at thoulihan@wisconsinpotatoes.com.
Another good friends of ours that we've talked to on the air before, Farmers of Rocha Cree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Farmers of the Rocha Cree is a group that I actually helped get started in a cool. previous position. So I'm really familiar with right them. They are in Adams County in the Big Rocha Cree Creek and Little Rocha Cree Creek watersheds. And I would say almost 99% of those producers are your large-scale vegetable producers, but there's also some small-scale, you know, farm-to-table or farmers market growers in that group as well. And they're really focused on learning where water quality stands in those watersheds, but also the educational aspect of bringing people on the farm, getting them, you know, upfront and personal with their food and where it comes from, but also merging the natural resources aspect into it to where they're saying, here, these are the practices that we're doing to protect our water quality for you and for us.
I really, first off, good on you for getting helping get that going. That's really cool. It's also really cool to me how you know, all these organizations that we're going to talk about here, they do such a great job of not just barking things at people, mm-hmm. but explaining to things to people. Mm-hmm. I think that people are much, much more inclined to jump on a cause or be a part of something when they, you know, you don't talk down to them, when right. you're talking with them right. and not at them. I really admire that.
Yeah, and I think it's been a really nice transition to see the agricultural producers and the rest of the community members just come together as neighbors. They are living in the same watershed. They're using the same resources. And I think everybody's just leveling with each other and recognizing that, hey, there's really no difference other than in our occupations. So let's just work together to educate one another. And it's been wonderful to see those relationships form.
What's the contact for people that want to find out more about the Farmers of Rocha Cree?
Yeah, they can reach out to Carolyn Prowley. She's over at Adams County Land and Water, and you can reach her at carolyn.prowley@co.adams.wi.us.
And we have two more groups to talk about.
Yep. Next, we'll talk about Farmers of the Lemon Weir Valley. They are a newer group as well down in Juneau County, and their mission is to demonstrate conservation through soil health and water quality initiatives. They are working with a lakes group called Gold down mm-hmm. in Juneau mm-hmm. County. So they've been one who've, you know, the producers have opened up their doors to the lakes groups, and then the lakes groups have been opening up their doors to the producers. And so they actually hosted an event last year in collaboration with each other. So they talked on the farm, but then they also went to the lake and gave a demonstration nice. About weed harvesting. So, you know, aquatic weed harvesting. So it was really wonderful to see that collaboration to come together, and they've got some programs that are offered to producers in that watershed as well.
We all learn really young that everybody learns differently. Some mm-hmm. people learn by seeing somebody else do something. Mm-hmm. Some people learn by example. Others need to have their hands in the dirt themselves. Mm-hmm. It's smart to be able to do this same thing when we're trying to educate people about this subject.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
What about contact information for them?
Yeah, they can reach out to Bill Powers. He is their lead producer. And if you want to get a hold of him, you can email him at billyboy82@hotmail.com.
And one more here for mm-hmm. us.
Last but not least, we have Farmers for Tomorrow River Watershed. They are over in the Portage County area, and their lead producer is Matt Hintz, who's doing wonderful work. Mm-hmm. He's just taking it and running with it, which is phenomenal. And Farmers for Tomorrow River, their mission is to make farmers sustainable environmentally and financially with best practices. Mm. So they're really touching on that financial aspect and how producers can make their farm fields and their production system work for them in a profitable way that also keeps natural resources, you know, soil and water quality in mind. Mm. So,
and I noticed too that all these places we just told you about, they're spread out a bit mm-hmm. throughout the middle of the state here mm-hmm. a bit and covering a lot of ground. That seems to be, you know, noteworthy.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it goes throughout the state. The DACAP website has a state map of where all of the producer-led groups are. And one unique thing about the North Central region, a majority, I think all, there's five producer-led groups in the North Central region who are in that Wisconsin River TMDL. Mm. So all of the water in that watershed flows to the Wisconsin River. Mm. And so the practices that these producers are implementing to improve water quality and to improve soil health are not only benefiting their specific watershed, but all of the Wisconsin River, since all of that water flows there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to encouraging people maybe to be a part of these groups or going to meetings that these groups hold or mm-hmm. events they do, what are some of the thing, the group activities that we can tell people about?
Yeah. So I think, you know, each group is really unique in the activities that they host, and they all kind of take their own individualized approach to it. Some of these groups have education and outreach programs where they'll either, show off a research plot that has a new conservation practice on it, or they'll demonstrate a new conservation practice. And that can be on the farm, in the tractor. People are watching them, you know, plant a cover crop or fly on a cover crop sometimes. And a majority of these groups also have Facebook pages that you could go to, and they will put out an event flyer. And a lot of the times there is food included in these events. So guests can come on farm or, go to wherever they're having the event and learn one-on-one from these producers. A majority of them are open to the public or, you know, just focused on other producers. So
most of the time the phrase goes, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. I think of knowledge as life. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is vital. And the more you get of knowledge, the more life, the more alive you can feel, the better life you can live. And sharing that knowledge is a huge part of it, too. And these groups, these individuals doing that are really, again, they're doing some trailblazing work when it comes to this factor. Before we get into our kind of last thing that we're going to wrap up on, I did want to touch on just real quickly, because it seems like, from my perspective, that there are less and less of the what I call holdouts, the people that are still on that hill and our water's fine, blah, blah, blah. It really seems like we've gotten those numbers are very, very low in the single percentile now. But there are still people out there that might be there. How do you reach people like that? That when it comes to something that literally affects all of us? And you would hope that everybody would be jumping on board in this and caring. And that there are still some people that just, what I'm doing is fine. I don't need to, pay attention to any of this.
Yeah, sometimes I think it's just showing them the results maybe of what they're doing. And that can be through water testing or soil sampling. But also that's your neighbor talking to you or a friend talking to you and inviting you to say, yeah, my water quality was really bad. Whether that be, in a public accessible waterway or a private drinking well. So, you can show them those tests and show them those results and then also show them after implementing a practice that can benefit or that can reduce the negative impacts, what those results might be. So the producer-led groups are doing that. They know where they've started, and it might not be conservation-minded, but then they're implementing research plots where they're working with professionals, they're working with scientists, they're working with researchers, and they're taking those before and after results and then inviting their neighbors and inviting other producers onto the land to show them the positive impacts of some of these practices.
Got to admit, I thought that was a curveball. Knocked it out. You're just too good at this, Anna. Too good. When we're talking about the groups and them partnering, they've also partnered with not just ag groups in that, but that's expanded.
Yeah, it has expanded. So they're partnering with other producers, but also ag industry leaders like agronomists. They're, like I said, partnering with researchers from UW-Stevens Point. They're partnering with the DNR, land and water staff. They're partnering with lakes groups and other community members as well. So there's a lot of opportunity for partnerships in these groups and growth, all in the name of conservation and improving water quality and soil health.
I like, too, that the words like conservation and these are no longer fringe words. Mm-hmm. They're very in our lexicon. They're very common now and becoming more and more not only okay, because they've always been okay, but more just... it doesn't come with a stereotype to it, you know, like this idea, like it's becoming more and more like, well, we're all conservationists. Like, we all want this earth around a lot longer. Mm-hmm. We all want to have clean water. So it turns out, hey, I'm a conservationist, you know, and this, mm-hmm. it's not to make light of the people that are doing such heavy work that are true conservationists, but just to kind of bring us more together and show that we have more in common than not. I feel like this subject, more than most, is the one that can really do that, mm-hmm. that can really bring people together from this zip code to this zip code, this lifestyle to this lifestyle. We all are affected by water. We all need our water healthy in this state and mm-hmm. throughout the country. It seems like it's one of those ones that can bring us together than divide us,
yeah.
which is always a positive, even if it's over something that may not be the most positive subject. I also feel that it's one of those subjects for me that I have hope with. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough of that in my I wasn't born with enough of that in me, but when I do, it's usually got to come with some backing behind it. Mm-hmm. And there's so much important and great work being done on this that it's almost hard not to be hopeful about the subject. Mm-hmm. Not to say there isn't work to be done, but you know just this conversation with you and the others we've had gives you a little bit of hope going forward with this. If people want to be a part of these groups, if they want to, you know, see what they can do or how they can help, we gave people contact information, of course. But is there like any meetings coming up? Is there anything like that that people could, you know, check out? Or you mentioned the Facebook group. Is that kind of a great way to kind of push them to?
Yeah. I would encourage people to visit the Facebook, each group's Facebook site. They have past information on there and upcoming events as well. Some of the groups do have their own websites, and usually those are linked on the Facebook page. But you could reach out.